The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
And as we bid a very good morning to Adam Gilchrist, we have a new Gulf conflict memorial unveiled by the Queen in the City of London.
Good morning, Ray. Yes, the Queen, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, William and Kate, Prince Harry, being a veteran of the conflict in Afghanistan. Of course, he was at the sharp end at one stage, so it was only right that he was there, as this memorial was basically a tribute to him and several thousand other people, but also three ex-prime ministers. But interestingly, this is a memorial not just to soldiers and sailors and airmen, but to civilian workers as well. So this is a joint one, both military and civilian. So the medics and engineers and humanitarian aid workers and so forth, all of whom were involved in the Gulf Wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so, although poignant also, because it's remembering people who died in the conflict, it's also, though, pointing to the good work that was done. And you don't get a lot of war memorials that do that. So they're trying to put a positive spin on it, shall we say.
I'm interested in this story about immigration and cafes and a shortage of workers. Tell us.
Yeah, this is a company, Pret-a-Manger, who are a very UK company, though they sound French, of course. But Pret-a-Manger have 250 cafes across the UK. Actually, rather a lot of those are in London. And what they're saying is that only one in 50 current job applicants are British. They pay above the so-called living wage. They have career movement, but it seems British-born workers are not attracted to Pret-a-Manger. So therefore, they're absolutely relying on Europeans to come and fill their jobs. And what they're saying is that after Brexit, and if things begin to slow down, as one would suggest with immigration, they may not be able to fill their jobs. If the Brits aren't interested, and how many other companies would be like them? And the man in charge of the leaving the EU process, I should say the politician in charge of leaving it, David Davis, has said, well, actually, the door won't shut suddenly because we do rely on migrant workers. At which point you think, what was the whole argument about then? If we need Europeans to come and fill our jobs, why are we busy pretending that we're shutting the door? It's a very odd situation.
And could be replicated here, I guess. Thank you very much for that. We'll leave it there, Adam. We've got to fly.